And can listeners download podcasts of your show?
Oh, yes, they can find it either on KBOO.FM or they can find it on the SoundCloud. They just look for Contessa de la Luna.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what you'll be doing for your 10-year anniversary.
All right. What we'll be doing, right? So, first of all, we got a lot of audience participation. So, La Contessa, she is going to perform. And then we're going to have a lot of prizes. We're going to have animal impersonation contest with audience. The Mike Crenshaw, he will perform. We will have this Human Shadow Puppy Theater. We're going to have a David Bowie kazoo tribute. So many different activities and the world premiere of the cable access La Contessa television program.
The television program. Tell us about that.
That's right. Well, we got a public access TV show that we make. And we're going to debut it at the show.
When and where is this? Congratulations on 10 years.
Oh, grand.
And when and where is this event?
Well, that's right. It's a week from tomorrow for Thursday, February 11th, 7 to 9:30 p.m., Clinton Street Theater, where they use the Marlon Brando approved real butter on their popcorn. And we are also going to be giving away Contessa de la Luna surprise fun bag. Lots of raffles, all proceeds benefit the KBOO Community Radio. Tickets for all of that fun and more. Only $10. You can get your tickets in advance, brown paper tickets, and there are no extra fees, so you don't have to worry about that either. That's right. So we got so much fun for you. Lots of singing and playing along with audience. And we like to throw things at you. We like to throw a lot of things at you.
Soft things.
Yeah, right. We're not going to hurt anybody. We have not had anybody injured that program yet. But there is always first time. And we're going to have our David Bowie kazoo tribute.
Well, Contessa, congratulations again on 10 years, and we look forward to both the radio show and the live event coming up.
Well, we hope you are all going to be there, because it's going to be not a one hoot, not a two hoot, but triple hoot.
It was a really fun event last year. So thank you for supporting KBOO and doing all that you do.
Well, it is our community radio station, right? And we are glad that you are there. And we hope all the listeners out there are going to say, oh, what would I want to take my sweetie to celebrate Valentine's Day? This is the perfect date night. It is pretty PG, maybe PG-13. But you don't have to worry about that. Everyone's clothes will never pop off. And we're going to have so much fun with the singing and kazoos and prizes and puppies. You don't want to miss one minute.
And people can find out more at the KBOO.FM?
That's right. They can go to there is little banner right there on website. They can click that, and it will tell them more about all the fun we're going to have.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Contessa.
All right. Well, we are so happy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
So switching gears just a little bit, let's get back to our in-studio guests. John, why don't you tell us about yourself and your roles here at KBOO?
Sure. I've been a volunteer at KBOO for about five, six, maybe going on 6 years now. And I started doing just board hopping and engineering, and worked my way into doing live music mixing. And I'm now one of the instructors for the live music mixing class, and also do just general engineering type volunteer stuff here. And so when we started working on this project, I was part of the committee, and then became the coordinator for this, just because I have some engineering background and kind of understand how the station is wired and put together.
And why don't you tell us about Production Room 3? What is this? What's it going to do for KBOO?
So Production Room 3 is basically taking what was the digital editing suite, the DES, which is the smallest of all of our production rooms, was just a single occupancy, single microphone studio in a small sort of
office closet.
It was maybe once a broom closet. Taking that with what was the program director's office, that was also for a while the server, also the server room, and before that was the satellite room, and switching those around to make a comparatively much bigger production room. And what we're going to be doing with that is basically making it a state-of-the-art studio. It'll be a network controlled board that'll be kind of run over the server, and it'll just, you know, be brand new equipment, brand new furniture and all this, and really just kind of like doing a project kind of just from the ground up, which is something we don't really get a chance to do here, because it's something where we can, with limited stuff away from the station, be able to, you know, start really fresh with something and not having to add on to, you know, a bunch of other stuff.
So that's going to be the room that the sign-up sheet fills out for first going forward, I assume.
Right.
And it has a lot more functionality, which we can talk about as well, but I just wanted to talk about it in the context of a lot of the things that we're taking care of here at KBOO. And John mentioned that the room where we're making Production Room 3 used to be our server room. And one of the first things that we did when Mike and I first came here, it was already in process, but we helped support it, and lots of people did. It's really a community effort always here. Was we moved our server room and stabilized a lot of our information technology, and has been that's been just really great for the station. And then we're doing lots of other projects to improve and upgrade and take care of things. We're working on a new phone system. We have two phone systems, and we're working on just lots of technology and equipment around the station. And so this, as John mentioned, is a part of that. And as folks know, and we're also going to have the launching of our new website. We had our app now, our smartphone app. And so now next is, within the next few weeks, really, probably our new website, which this will work closely with for creating more content, podcasting, and such. So we're really excited.
So John, you were saying just a moment ago that the board in the new production room will be networked.
Mm-hmm.
What's the advantage of doing it that way?
So the network connected board is, instead of being analog per se, where it's all the faders and stuff are kind of dealing directly with the signal, what newer boards are more digital controllers, and they basically run, instead of all the audio, like separate audio wires for every channel kind of running all throughout the station, usually kind of up in the ceiling, it's all kind of translated into digital signals and run over computer wire. So both the board kind of connects to its own sort of internal computer with network cable, but then network cable is basically all that gets run through the station. And in sort of the second phase of this project, we're going to sort of buy more of these little modules that can connect to different places in the station, to kind of give us more connectivity, and then those also just run over computer wire. So it really simplifies things from a engineering standpoint.
Any idea of when the project's going to be finished?
Phase one, which is basically the sort of making it the state-of-the-art production room, should be done by the end of March, and it'll be available to kind of people to come through, especially for the spring pledge drive to be able to kind of check that out and see what we've done with that. And then this sort of second phase, which is, like I said, adding to the connectivity to the rest of the station and really making it more of a second air room and making it an air room for the internet stream and stuff like that. So just adding just more components to it and stuff like that. That should be done by probably the fall.
And will there be a party or a celebration of some sort?
Yeah, well, definitely. You know, again, this has been a great project. We've raised about $45,000 with the help of the Collins Foundation, Oregon Community Foundation, and a lot of KBOO donors who have really stepped up to help us out so that we can do this and bring us into this next phase with our new website. And so, yeah, we will definitely be looking in the late spring or early summer to have a everyone can see it, and to thank those folks and everyone who's helped out. So
we've got about 2 minutes left. So Monica, if you want to tell us what else is going on at KBOO, now's the time to do it.
Lots is going on, as we've been mentioning, and look in your mailbox, your email box for inbox for our newsletter tomorrow. But we're still looking for two new board members, which is a pretty big commitment people can make to KBOO, 10 to 12 hours a month. And there's, I think they're taking applications until the 15th, and folks can find out about that on the website as well. We're also still taking artists in residence applications. If folks know about that, the KBOO community Artists in Residence assists artists working creatively with sound. Every year, we pick one artist or one collaborative group of artists to receive 20 hours of studio recording and production time and help. And so that's been really a nice thing we've done. I think this is the third year, so we're looking forward to that. And those are due February 12th. We're also proud to broadcast the 18th annual Homelessness Marathon, and that's coming up Wednesday, February 17th, 5 p.m. to Thursday, February 18th at 6 a.m.
Sounds like Ian is playing us off here.
Yeah.
So, John, Monica, Aaron, thank you very much for joining us
here.
For News
thank you.
Boo.
Thanks.
And we will talk to you all next week.
Time is 5:59 and 30 seconds. This is KBOO Portland. Up next from the archives from KPFA. But first, a few things that we feel that you want to know.
Help us celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the Confessional Radio Show with Contessa de la Luna. We have performances by Contessa de la Luna herself, Remy Fasolatido, Mike Crenshaw, and many more. We have plenty of audience participation, including human shadow puppet theater, animal impersonation contests, and prizes, prizes, prizes. And don't miss our David Bowie Kazoo tribute. All that and more, Thursday, February 11th, 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. Tickets are $10 for an entire night of music, mayhem, laughs, and surprises. All proceeds benefit KBOO Community Radio. Tickets available now in advance at brownpapertickets.com or at the door. Join us Thursday, February 11th, 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. See you there.
On February 20th, from 7 p.m. until